Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Lockwood Smith there hosing down hilarity at an exchange sparked by the opposition's new shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Prime Minister.
Order! Order. Now, the member knows he can't do that.
But he already had, drawing attention to the Prime Minister's recent outing on a fashion catwalk, modelling a uniform. While Mr. Key's response was aimed at drawing attention to reports that Trevor Mallard's leader had dyed his hair.
Can I say to the member that I appreciate the fact that he has his hair very similar to mine, undyed and quite short and grey on the sides?
That was on Wednesday during the first question time of the year, which had begun at 2 on Tuesday with the Prime Minister's statement, as required by Standing Order 346.
Mr. Speaker, I move that this House express its confidence in the National-led government and commend its programme for 2011. As set out in the Prime Minister's statement.
Although the statement, according to Standing Order 345, should review public affairs and outline the government's legislative and other policy intentions for the next 12 months, Mr. Key began by putting sport ahead of politics.
Mr. Speaker, 2011 is going to be a very important year for New Zealand.
That's right.
For one thing, Mr. Speaker, it will be the year that New Zealand hosts Rugby World Cup 2011.
Mr. Key's focus on the Rugby World Cup met ridicule from opposition leader Phil Goff.
You know what the Prime Minister's big claim to fame was when he began that speech? It was the Rugby World Cup. All his own work. Helen Clark got the Rugby World Cup for New Zealand.
Phil Goff was less than impressed with the Prime Minister's statement.
Mr. Speaker, I've sat through a few Prime Minister's statements in my time. But that would be the worst, Mr. Speaker. That would be the worst. That was a do-nothing speech from a do-nothing government.
Following the procedure adopted by this Parliament, the Prime Minister's motion of confidence in his own government removed the need for an amendment of no confidence from opposition parties. They simply have to vote against the motion. And the government's assured of a majority by its formal agreements with United Future, the Maori Party and ACT, whose leader, Rodney Hyde, renewed his party's support for National's leader.
We think that we are very lucky to have John Key as Prime Minister at this time.
Not so enthusiastic, especially at the size of the recent increase in the minimum wage, was the Maori Party's co-leader, Tariana Turia.
If we are really dedicated in our pursuit of economic transformation, low wages cannot be tolerated. And what do we get? A miserable 25 cents.
Across the chamber, Greens co-leader Materia Toure also worried about employment in light of the Prime Minister's promise to make further cuts in the public sector.
The Prime Minister took great pride in pointing out today that his government has reduced the number of full-time staff positions in core government administrations by 5%. In reality, many of the workers that John Key boasts about sacking will be driven to the wall. This means less spending and it means more job losses.
Although Mr. Key's plan to sell shares in state-owned companies dominated question times on Wednesday and Thursday, there were also questions about the Maori Affairs Committee's decision to report back the controversial Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Bill a fortnight before the deadline. Among them was this one from Labor's Shadow Attorney-General David Parker.
Why did the government use its voting muscle to report the bill back early without amendment and without even a half-hearted attempt to properly consider more than 4,500 New Zealanders' submissions, nor a 500-page departmental report that committee members had not even read? And was it because he had instructed them to do so?
Order.
The Speaker ruled that the Minister was not responsible for the committee, but Mr. Parker had made his point, while Trevor Mallard secured this assurance from the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
It is not our intention at this point to pass this bill under urgency.
Looking ahead now to next week, Mr. Brownlee said the government would be advancing several bills for their first readings.
Including the Regulatory Reform Bill and the Crown Pastoral Lease Land Rent for Pastoral Leases Amendment Bill. Wednesday will be a Members' Day, and Mr. Speaker, The budget will be delivered on Thursday, the 19th of May.
Before making a start on the government's bills, the House will first have to complete the 15-hour debate on the Prime Minister's statement, which was interrupted by the adjournment at 6 on Thursday, with just 22 minutes remaining. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.